Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. How was your weekend? It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Time to raise up your voice. Time to open up your mind. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's go, fam. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. Program that into your phones, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who are listening to the show for the very first time and those who are listening for the umpteenth time, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, and welcome to the online happy hour. My name is Andy Brown, and I am joined by the talented Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, as we do each and every week here on Blog Talk Radio. We bring you the truth, the justice, and the real talk way. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's about to go down, folks. We about to give y'all some real talk, laid-back atmosphere with some real cool conversation, meditation, and vibrations as we do this up in here. It's Tuesday. We're wrapping up the end of November, the last Tuesday of the month. It's the 28th. And, folks, it's just been a wonderful time. It's been a wonderful treat. Big shout-out to our family in Texarkana. We had a great, great weekend. A great love and laughs event by the one and only Joe Torre. It was an outstanding show, folks. If you didn't make it out to Texarkana, if you don't even know where Texarkana is, we found out for ourselves just by going out there. But it was a great time, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Tonight's broadcast is informative, it's real, and it's 100% truth. We're talking about the throwback show. Now, why is it the throwback show? Pretty much because we're going to reflect on some of our favorite topics, look back at some of the things that we enjoyed most about this year, some good stuff, some tripped out stuff, some funny stuff, and a lot of things that we learned and evolving into what the online happy hour is doing right now. It's growth. It's productivity, stability, education. Realization. It's all the above. And I just want to say thank you to the folks, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers. You make the show what it is. Big shout out to One World Enterprises, Superfly Entertainment. It's just what it is, folks. We just say thank you. We just say thank you 100% for being who you are. Big shout out to my man Dante Fagans at Henderson's Chicken. Y'all, if you never came out to Henderson's Chicken and saw us rock the house, it was off the chain. Myself and Miss Oatmeal Brown recognized and represented the hottest and spiciest leg and breast combo in all of DFW. So we're going to trip out a little bit tonight about the throwback show. Call in and represent yourself. If you have a business, if you have an opportunity out there that people need to know about, call in, trip out with us, let us know what you got going on. This is all about you. Some people say they have a business. Some people want to get the new year started right, letting their creative juices flow. Well, here's your chance. Here's your opportunity. Let's make it happen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you want to join us in the chat room and trip out with us as best you can, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z, and be sure that you log in with your own personal tripped out name, or whatever the case may be. But I just want to get right to it, folks, and let y'all know. kind of give you a little bit of behind the scenes of what happened this weekend in Texarkana. I was in awe. I was loving it. We went out there, man, and got into Texarkana, had a great time, saw some cool people. And if you know anything about our people, Texarkana, it reminded me of a bit about Ruston, Grambling out of Louisiana where we went to Grambling State University. Down home, real laid back, you know. So here in Dallas, things can be a little bit different, a little more upscale. But that really ain't the case, man. It was a great vibe, good feel. Now, we had a local artist come out there and step on the stage, Mr. Terry McGill. And he tore it up. This was his first time ever getting on stage. He did his thing. He represented, had the folks dying, laughing, tripping out. He was cool. But if you may listen to the show on previous occasions and you heard Mama Michelle come on here and do her thing, she brought the house down. And, I mean, she was all over the place. Just having a good time, man. The folks enjoyed it. Big shout-out to Mama Michelle. I hope she gives us a chime in tonight and trips out with us as well and give us her piece on her experience out there. And then also, before Joe Torre actually got on stage, there was a young man who, you know, I guess people want to try their own take in some comedy. And we should have been a little bit more cautious when we were told that his name was Junebug. Yeah, Junebug. That's his name, y'all. He did, he whatever you thinking is what he did is what he did. I mean, he had one of them cigarettes where the ashes was just like super long, like your pinky finger. And if you tip it, all of it's going to fall off. So Junebug came on out there on the stage. You know, he was talking with a little slur after his sixth drink because he had to warm up or unthaw or whatever you want to call it. Junebug hops on stage, man, and is absolutely different, for lack of a better word. So we had to go ahead and pull Junebug off stage. I mean, he was, it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. Junebug, we love you, baby, but that just wasn't your night. Now, of course, myself, Miss Oatmeal Brown, we got on stage. We let the folks know about you. We let them know about the online happy hour. We let them know about the different projects that are going on here in the DF Dub and how we're expanding and we're growing. You know, gave them a little flavor to Knick Knack. Had folks dancing around, hopping and doing things. And, you know, when then Joe Torre came on out, represented with his Omega Sci-Fi brothers, you know, and he did the thing, man. He told the setup. We got some video we're going to put out there. But there are certain things that you can and cannot see. So we're not going to give you all of it. You're just going to have to make yourself available to come and check us out. Now, as you know with anything, when it's a good party, there's always the after party. And by moving on to the after party in Texarkana, you can really only go one of two places. You can lay up or you can eat up. So before we did anything else, we stopped by the local Denny's restaurant, and y'all, come on, you know how you do. You go to the club, you get a little bite to eat, try to get your Mac on, see what's happening. There's the last-minute resorts. But we get to the Denny's, man, have a good time, I mean, order our food. And I don't know if it's Denny's across the board or if it's just Denny's in Texarkana or if it's Denny's on this side of Mississippi. I don't know. But this Denny's was off the chain. Not in a good way. They ended up, all of us are sitting across the bar. We having a good time, just tired, enjoying ourselves, laughing, tripping out, joking. And the waitress that we have takes our order without giving us anything to drink. Strange. I know it. So do you. So immediately after that, I had to reach out to the manager, you know, because he had, I don't know what it was, man. He had them nut hugger black pants on, walking around all super tight. We like, look, bro, do you mind if we get a little drink of water? So he comes back, you know, 5-6 glasses, takes care of the house, and then the waitress comes back with this one glass of water. For who? I don't know. But as soon as, you know, time is passing by, our food is about ready, they're bagging it up. Our waitress comes down, makes sure we don't need anything, and she walks off. And then we're greeted by one more maybe he's an employee. Maybe somebody that just happens to hang out there. Dude just kind of walked across the table, was like making sure everything was all right, making sure everybody needed anything. My man Hop just immediately hopped up and was like, you know what? I think we need to go. Because anytime, I don't know, I don't care where y'all at, anytime a roach crosses the bar, the floor, the table, anywhere in a public atmosphere, it's time to go. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get your ass up out there. This food, this is nasty. And the patrons, well, the employees rather, were so in awe that, you know, Joe Toy was in the place. They bypassed the whole roach. You know, hey, we see him. But I'm going to have to put this tray down and take me a picture with Joe Torre. Are you serious? So the fact that this roach is walking up and down this bar don't bother nobody up in here. Y'all ain't tripping on the food. Y'all ain't tripping on nothing else. But the fact that Joe Torre is up in here bypasses everything. It trumps everything that's going on. I don't know if it's just Texarkana. I don't know if it's just celebrity status. Who knows? But that's nasty. Wherever you go, if you're working at the Denny's, a Lenny's, a Jack in the Box, a Quick Trip, wherever it may be, and there's a plethora of food, regardless who's in the building, roach hits the table, you clean up, food is free, health inspector is called, and there's going to be some issues. Trust and believe you will be talked about. Folks, this is what it is. This is the Throwback Show on the Online Happy Hour. We're going to be joined a little bit later on by Ms. Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. But I just wanted to give a big shout-out to my man, Skip Knight, Incline Graphics. He makes the pictures do what it do. He helps us out on a regular basis. If you need any graphic work for your design, your website, or your flyers, holler at my man, Skip Knight. We're going to put some information about him in the chat room later on tonight. But I just wanted to give y'all the opportunity to know who he is, what he's doing, and what's going on with Skip, because he helps us out. He's been a great help, not only for How Was Your Weekend, but also for Andy Brown Speaks as well. If you've seen Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, if you've seen her album cover, he helped out quite a bit with that as well. And also helped out with the logo for How Was Your Weekend and also for Andy Brown Speaks. So none of this is completely on our own, folks. We reach out. We help big business. We want to empower you, let you know what's going on, and keep it cracking. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Let us know what you think about some of the things that we talk about, what we've gone through. And you know what? One of my favorite episodes, let me just bring this up since we're going to do the Throwback Show tonight. One of my favorite episodes that we did was about the image of the black athlete. Hindsight, way back in February, we talked about this, and we talked about how the image of the black athlete plays a major, major role in the society, the viewpoint, young America, the NFL, the media, mainstream. Everybody's affected about what the athlete is doing and the persona that that's been given. So if you've been following the news, ladies and gentlemen, some of you may I've seen this, and some of you have not, but Thanksgiving Day, you know, the major football games that were on, the Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers, the first game that was on, there's a defensive end by the name of Ndamukong Suh. Let me say that again. Ndamukong Suh, S-U-H, defensive tackle, out of defensive end actually out of Nebraska, drafted first round by the Detroit Lions. And he's been known to be a bit of a pessimistic issue on the football field, kind of strong-arming folks around and doing some unnecessary things. Well, this past Sunday, on his way up, he actually kind of strong-armed somebody, you know, fans to the face, pushed him back down, and as a 300-pound man, he kicks him dead in his chest. Now, I know what you're thinking. Some people might be saying, you know, that's the name of the game, that's football. I'm sorry. This man's livelihood is taking care of his family, playing the game of football in the NFL, and you kick him while he's down, You have no idea what kind of damage that can do to somebody in that position. They're not able to defend nor protect themselves. And you got somebody, mind you, 300-plus pounds, swinging his leg directly into your stomach. You're going to disrupt somebody's livelihood to show how tough you are. Now, his address to the press conference immediately after the game stated that, okay, well, you know, I was defending myself, and anything that I did is between me and the man upstairs. Really? Okay. Without even seeing the film, without even realizing how stupid you look and how wrong this really is, Indama wrong suit. That's pretty much what we're going to have to start calling it, because that was unnecessary. So what happens is he goes to the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, which I can't stand on a personal level. Don't know the man, but I don't like the way the game is being played, the rules that are being applied. Anyway, he goes to the commissioner and makes a direct apology. Why are you apologizing for something after saying it's between you and the man upstairs? We don't know, but it's obviously you're making a bad call on yourself. Interesting enough, he's fined with no pay, 2-game suspension. Now, mathematically, 2-game suspension, no pay, anybody who makes over $8 million a year, this man has put himself financially in jeopardy of losing $164,000 for missing 2 games. $164,000, 2 games. In 2 weeks, you miss $164,000. The average person listening to the phone right now in about 3 or 4 years is not going to see that right there, $164,000. It's probably not going to happen. Really. So you're jeopardizing yourself for 2 weeks' pay, somebody else's injury, and you're putting yourself and your team in danger of moving forward, not only with the playoffs, but think about what the city of Detroit has been going through. They've been needing a winning team, and because of you and your actions, you hurting the franchise and the city, it's already called in the D. Now it's about to be thrown in the D because you tripping out, homeboy. If anybody has a comment on this particular topic, man, we're talking about throwback shows that we're hitting you with. I just had to hit you with that real quick. 646-727-3279. Call in and let us know about one of your favorite topics that we talked about this year. You may want to chime in on this topic I'm talking about right now, or you just may want to take the opportunity to go ahead and boost up and blow up your business and let folks know what you got going on, not only in 2011, but for the upcoming year, 2012. Get yours. Make it happen. Talk to us tonight. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spelling was with a Z. This is just how we keep it real and keep it 100, folks. And I just had to, bring that up. It was on my mind. It bothers me, bitch. A bitch and a bitch. Because it was just a little too much to deal with. Because the image of the black athlete, as you know, it's very, very thin. It teeters the era of you're one play away from being scrutinized. You're one call away from being a misfit. Is it fair? Probably. Maybe not. But, I mean, sometimes that's the card that you dealt with, and I don't think it's fair. Because, number one, it's not that many African-American athletes as it is. And those that are out there, you know, whether they choose to be role models or not, we talked about this back in February, whether they choose to be role models or not, you're being looked at. You're being viewed, not only by the media, but by children, by fans, by investors, people all around you. There's lots of people that have their eyes on you in the public eye. We are peculiar people. So keep that in mind as you tend to look forward. I'm excited, man. This is a throwback show. We're talking about different broadcasts and different shows that we did all throughout 2011. It's just been 100% real. It's 100% great, man. And we learned a lot this year. Learned a lot of patience. Learned a lot of about relationships. In fact, while I'm talking about relationships, we had a great show that we talked about. My man E-Dub from great state of Kansas chimed in quite a bit on this one and talked about it. Can good sex get you in trouble? Now, some people say no. As long as it's good, it's going to be what it is. It can keep you out of harm's way because it's good. It keeps you straight. It keeps you clean. You all right. You got good sex. Life is good. You can sit back, relax. But sometimes when you have good sex, it can cause some problems. Somebody might want to reach out to Mr. Herman Cain and ask him about what's going on with his presidential candidacy. Because it's all coming to the light now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because the lady, I think, was it Gina? Gina White? I'm not quite sure what her name is. I might have to get the final 411 on that. She raised up and stated that there was a 13-year affair. Affair, as in a second-place woman who came in first. She was the other woman. She knew what was going on, but it was okay. She was the other woman. She just had to come clean and fess up and make a statement. I know he's married. I'm okay with where I'm at. And he's denying all facets because, well, he doesn't want this to affect his candidacy for the president of the United States. An African-American man, Republican presidential nominee, candidate, rather. This has drama written all over, folks. That's crazy. Everything right there, the answer is D, all the above, and that is crazy right there. So you got a 13-year affair. You've been dealing with this woman for the last 13 years. On the side, handling business, flying her to your speaking engagements. The books that you write, you sign them a special kind of way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't ever hear about you, the 13 years of bliss or the how many years of marital bliss you've been having, but as soon as this comes up, good sex can get you in trouble. Because look at what's happening right here. You're spending time, you're spending efforts, you're spending money. And I don't care what y'all say, people. You can think when the NBA All-Star game comes to town that all the groupies and all the hoes is coming out to see them. Wrong. The biggest hoes and prostitutes and pimp game that goes on is during any political convention, Congress, act of all, because that's old long money. See, athletics, it's got a run. You got a good 5, 6, 7 year run. But that's them old chicks. That's them old tricks. That's out there handling their business. They know that money ain't going nowhere. Run one turn. They take care of you for the rest of your life. Play one season in the NBA. We're going to forget about you by March. Holler at us. Talk to us a little bit about what you're thinking. Real talk tonight, folks. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. This is the Online Happy Hour. Your main host, Mr. Andy Brown. Life coach extraordinaire. Also, will be joined shortly by the co-host, the Savoir Faire, the multimedia diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. If you follow us on Facebook, folks, and you see her picture, you'll see that she posed and the Greeks did their thing. The Alpha Kappa Alpha ladies came out and represented. The men of Omega Psi Phi were up in the place. You know, the cute dogs and the frogs are taking pictures together. It's real cool. Check it out. How was your weekend page on Facebook? And you can check out the picture of Miss Oatmeal Brown right there with the Realness 101 and Joe Torre standing side by side, looking lovely, looking smooth. Celebrities are in the place and in the building in Texarkana. Coming back to Mr. Herman Cain, dude, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how it's possible to deny 13 years of promiscuity, of sneaking and freaking, and you actually want to run for the president of the United States. We've heard it before. Tyler Perry told you, what's done in the dark comes to the light. Y'all know that, what's going on. That's 100. That's what's keeping it real. I want to know what's going on in the chat room. I know my chat room folks are out there speaking big and doing big things also. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, making sure that you spell was with a Z. And let's just kind of understand a little bit more in depth, because as a man, and I am one, if you got a good thing at home and you have the need to step out for whatever reason that might be, you just felt that maybe she looked a little better, you saw her in that certain outfit, you had to go speak. Maybe you thought that because she had somebody else and you had somebody else, that your flirtatious advances probably wasn't going to get you anywhere. It was safe. Anything that you all talked about could have been a bit far-fetched, and you could pretty much confide in her and get a second opinion outside of confiding with your own spouse. Kind of sets yourself up for a touch of failure, if you will, because now you've opened up that door to let somebody else in. Good sex getting you in trouble. Also kind of ties into my very first novel, Second Place Women Who Come In First, why she has your man's attention and you don't. Folks, this is real deal. Everything relates. It's full circle. Everything that we do is going to touch each other, make sense, and make it matter. We want to know if you want to ride this boat and see big things with your future as well. I encourage you to invest in a copy of yourself, for yourself, actually. BarnesandNoble.com, go to Nook, the ebook version, and just type it in. Second Place Women Who Come In First. Even type in Andy Brown, see what happens. You can also go to Amazon.com, Kindle that is, and type in the same title. Make it happen. See what's out there. Download the copy of the book and make sure that you understand what can happen in this three-way relationship. You got your number one lady. You got this other woman that you're thinking about, you're looking at. She looks good. She smells good. She has a little bit of something that your lady doesn't, so you're intrigued. Can good sex get you in trouble? Strong possibility. Go back and check out the shows, folks. You can always go to the link and click on that and listen to the show itself. Listen to it in its entirety. Just kind of get little bits and pieces if need be. I'm trying to see what's going on, folks, to see what's happening with you. You know, this is real talk. It's all about being real, of keeping it 100. And speaking of keeping it 100, keeping it real, talk a little bit to you about my co-host, man. She's doing some cool things. Right now she's unavailable because sometimes you do get drained. You do get a little bit tired, and you can wear it down. And you have to find the reality and the realness in yourself to say, guess what, I need a break. I need to slow down just a little bit before I go kookaloo and lose my mind. I might say something I don't mean to say. I might tend to get out of control. That's reality. We all need to just kind of slow down from time to time and just let our bodies catch up to our mind and just kind of say, you know what, let me just kind of cool out. Now, she'll be here tonight. But in the meantime, it takes a minute to just kind of get the battery charged back up. When you do extensive work in corporate and then have to come home and just relax yourself a bit, it's understandable, folks. It's understandable. Somebody out there goes through this as well. With your regular job, with your family, with your kids, whatever that you do, it happens. You need to just kind of calm down a bit. But I also just wanted, while we're talking about Ms. Oatmeal, definitely commend her on the journey that we see her taking. Videos out, production, iTunes, CD Baby, she's making it happen. You'll see some big things coming from her in the future. Behind the scenes, big shout out to Trey Nuvo, coordinating and event planning. Now, you may not know the event was put together by them at first. But oh, ho, ho, trust and believe. If it looks good, it smells good, and it's done right, It's probably done by a Trait Nouveau because they have been known to keep it tight. So watch out, DFW. More to come from Trait Nouveau in the upcoming future. Big things, big events. Who's doing some stuff in Dallas-Fort Worth? Who's doing something in Texarkana? Who's doing something in California, Michigan, Kansas City, Miami? Talk to us tonight. Let us know what's happening. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Let us know what you got. Because there's a difference between separating yourself from between a small-time hustler and a business owner. Just like there's a difference between being hood and being ghetto. Now, I know what you're thinking. Some people think it's all the same. But if you go back and listen to some of the shows that we've done before, you'll be able to understand that there is a difference. Hood is a term used pretty much for your community, your environment, your neighborhood, your growth factor. Ghetto, 9 times out of 10, that's a choice. Because you're choosing to live a certain way. We talked about this. We learned about this. We talked about the differences. We talked about hood and ghetto. You know, what's the difference? If you bring your own chicken wings to the movie theater, is it hood? Is it ghetto? I've got my own opinions about that. If you leave your house with rollers, slippers, and a robe to go to the store, hood, ghetto, what is it? We've talked about that. It was even brought up in conversation. Me having a gold tooth, 35 years old. Hood, ghetto. Some people say it's country. I'm saying I'm embracing my culture. I'm embracing me. Am I going to change for anybody? Hadn't planned on it. If it bothers anybody else out there who's doing their thing, you know, that's just on you. All I can say is I lick precious metals every day. If I pass away today, at least I leave this place with something of value. I can't say it's hereditary, but I mean it's family. Y'all got family out there that has it. Is it hood? Is it ghetto? Putting 20-inch rims on a smart car. Hood? Ghetto? Really? What's going on? Somebody has an opinion out there about that. Your calls are welcome. Chat room is open. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spelling was with a Z. And you also got a great deal of information that you can call and speak on it with us. Holler at us. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're going to keep it 100 all night long and keep it pumping and keep it real as we keep on moving forward tonight's show, the throwback show. Way, way back, all the way back to January, February, and March. Now, I think March was one of those months where we can kind of break down and kind of go on some different things. But before I even continue that, let me just welcome my co-host to chime in on the show. Here she is, folks, the lovely and the talented, the realness herself, the multimedia diva, Miss Oatmeal Brown, with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how are you?
Hey, life coach, Andy Brown, author, it's your girl, Oatmeal Brown, with the Realness 101. And I am tired tonight, but I'm here. You know,
thank you, Ms. Oatmeal.
It's end of the month. Financial servicing, you know, they put the whooping on us. They put the whooping on us. Holidays, all that. Bank holidays, clothes, open back up. So, you know, I'm getting my full Harriet Tubman on right now.
Well, we ain't mad at you. We ain't mad at you. We understand. I have to let the people know. Sometimes you just need to just kind of cool out. It takes that, a refresher.
Yes, and I love to hibernate. You know, I mean, it may not look like it because, you know, we love to talk, but guess what? I love to hibernate, too.
Mm-hmm. This is we keeping it real tonight. We're talking about the throwback show, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah, have you some of them, you know, DVDs or just rerun days when you're in the bed just chilling or in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Order your pizza. Don't even open up the curtain. Walking around looking crazy, but you just relaxed and feeling good. I'm in need of one of those days. Coming up soon, though. It's coming up soon.
Now, if that ain't real talk, folks, I don't know what is. Because, mind you, with the holidays that just passed us, I don't know if y'all ain't good like we did over here, but we had the heaping helping of greens and fried turkeys and yams and peach cobblers and cakes and pies and all kind of stuff like that. I'm with you on that pizza. Sometimes you just look. I feel you on the down home food, but every now and then.
Oh yeah,
good
and
pizza,
now
good burger.
And pizza goes hard.
In the paint.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was doing before you chimed in, I was telling the folks about what a great time we had in Texarkana.
Wow.
Man. And I mean, everything they can't have because they weren't there.
Right.
But what I did tell them, you know, I broke it all the way down from Mr. McGill coming on stage, even Junebug and his cigarette.
Junebug. Oh, wow, Junebug. Yeah, Junebug.
Now, I don't even know how he got in the building or why he – this dude was just
– somebody cousin.
He was a junior.
Yeah, somebody cousin, a frequent, you know, attendee of the establishment.
A man came out and had a good time, but, you know, the stage just wasn't for him.
No, it wasn't. He was full of that good, whatever he was on.
He had the good, and the shot of great. It was way too much going on
with
him.
He might have been on that blackjack. Johnny Black. What is it? Johnny Walker Black or something. He was on something.
Yeah.
He's not dashing that cigarette for nothing.
Or some cold duck.
Cigarette was looking like Angela Bassett in... what's the movie? Not How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Or was it? What was the movie where she was with Wesley Snipes? He had the wife. Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah, Stella.
Yeah, no, Waiting to Exhale, when she was with Wesley Snipes at the little bar, the hotel.
Yeah.
He wouldn't dash her cigarette for nothing. Like, the cigarette was halfway burned. That's how his cigarette was. And I was like, man, I hope this man does not touch me.
Because, look, I'm going to let y'all know what happened. Dude came up to me. You know, I had to just kind of give myself a little pat down with the towel and come off the stage. And Miss Oatmeal tells, you know, come on, hey, Junebug wanted to get on stage. Huh? What? And dude come up, and I don't know what he said, but I think I heard, like, the fifth word was like, man, I jokes, man, that stage, I want to come out electric slide. Really? Really, dog? Who are you?
He had already asked everybody. He had went to everybody. And me and you was the last two people that he hadn't asked. So, you know, I had to go and pass it off to you.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. Yeah,
you know,
Junebug, if you're listening,
you know,
bug,
you
just
get out of conversation, you kind of pass it off. He wanted to talk to you. But
now, folks,
us,
we don't let y'all know.
Us.
Don't think Texarkana is all country. It's all slow motion. They got some big ballers out there. They got some big wigs out there. They got some. Y'all can ask Miss Oatmeal about them ballers. Them sugar daddies.
Yeah. And a lot of sugar
them
daddy.
Them baby roots out there. Cause they was
they
on
also
them.
Have some prominent people. You know, I met the owner of the radio station out there. cool. You know, the man that owned the club, it was good people. Good people. All our people. That was all our people. You know, you got to love them. I do. You know, we are, what's the word that I use in one of the shows? I'm trying to remember. Not eclectic. What's the word? A something people.
Ebonic people.
When I said that way, not Ebonic. I know when I said it that day, Mama Michelle was like, what?
Mm.
Mama Michelle ripped it. Ripped it. Ripped it. Did you tell them about Mama Michelle ripping it again?
Yeah. She's been known. She said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all got to Google her. Go to YouTube, type in Mama Michelle, and just watch some of her comedy. If you have not seen her perform live in Dallas, Texas, or in Texarkana, or anywhere she might have been, Ohio, doing her thing, you must hear Mama Michelle and her comedy. She is a trip. I know on the way down there, she probably had y'all tripping out, cracking up.
Yeah, Mama Michelle is what it is.
BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. We're talking about the throwback show, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we take the time to say thank you for listening to what we do. And myself and Ms. Oatmeal Brown are reflecting on some of the great shows that we've talked about, that we've done and we've hosted. People have called in, you have called in, you've listened, you've joined the chat room, and you got an idea of what we do. And, you know, Miss Oatmeal, I broke it down. I talked to them a little bit about hood versus ghetto. You know, I broke it down about the image of the male athlete.
Okay.
And I had to hit them with a little bit of that old, does good sex get you in trouble? Because Mr. Herman Cain is having some serious problems right about now. Because it looks as if good sex is getting him in trouble. You want to piggyback on any of that, or is there any broadcast that come to mind? Because we did a lot in 2011.
Oh, yes, we did a lot in 2011. And just to reflect back on it, we had a lot of awesome shows, definitely. But you know, one of my all-time favorites that ranks in the top three is you, me, and he.
Oh, Lord.
That was one of my favorites. Say that falls in the top three. On you, me, and he, I mean, we had people from all over call in and just keep it 100 and real. Across the board, E-Dub kept it 100, gave his thoughts and opinions. Nikki kept it 100 and said, if you cheat, you a hoe. You're this, you're that. I mean, she didn't hold back. She kept it real.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ray. What was that one? Our one friend from Baton Rouge called in quite often.
I know Keisha does. Big shout out to Keisha Hampton. Is it Carl? My man, Big Carl Smooth.
It's a man. Does it start with a D? I can't remember. Daryl? I don't know. But man, that was one of my favorite shows. One of my favorite throwbacks, because I can listen to that right now, and I've listened to it on several occasions. I have it saved in my favorites at work.
Sean. That was his name.
Sean. Sean. And, I mean, it's just a great show. People should really go back in the archives. And there's a lot of people that don't understand or know that they can actually go in the archives and listen to these shows.
Yeah.
Some of the callers and the listeners and people in the chat room, they may feel like, well, if I don't catch it live, then I'll just catch the next one. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
we want you to catch the next one, but we want you to go back in those archives as well, because we know some of y'all don't want to say nothing anyway. But you could always chime in at work, via your phone, via online, and plug in your headphones to your computer and listen while you're doing your work. Guaranteed to make you laugh. Guaranteed to give you a different view on a situation that you might have been in or you might have been exposed to. Because people have called in and they really keep it 100. And there's some people that you might hear that say something real stupid too. I mean, but you'll laugh because you'll be like, what are they talking about?
Like, oh boy, to try to go bad on Sacramento?
Yeah, on Hood versus Ghetto, him. Like, he done rolled through all the hoods in Sacramento, and they wasn't hard. They didn't do nothing. Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. Him and his cousin rolled through.
They rolled through Sacramento like, nah.
Right.
This ain't like Compton.
He said he had on all blue, and he rolled through a blood neighborhood, got out, sea walking. I seriously doubt that. So
that's gross.
That was hilarious. And then remember Preach? I think Preach called in on You, Me, and He as well. That's why I said that was one of those shows that had quite a bit going on. I believe
yeah.
That's the one he called in on, which was the old man looking for the Jesus line, and he accidentally called in on You, Me, and He, and he was talking about us, about the young folks, you know, freaking and sneaking around and all that stuff. Yeah, that was the same show. Mm-hmm.
Now, that was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was truly
really
hilarious.
So just as they call in and, you know, online, I know I used to listen to Wendy Williams when she was on the air in New York. Just like to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was off the chain.
And
the
some
same
people don't know what they can do is they can actually, they don't have to go home and listen. They can just call in from where they are. If you're in Walmart, you know, if you're at the local grocery store, if you taking the kids out, if you at a restaurant, if you at Henderson's Chicken here in Dallas, Texas, you can just call in the chat room from wherever you are and go for broke.
Now, what about the evolution of the hater? Do you remember that one, Andy?
Yes. Oh, my God.
That
my
was good.
God. But, you know, that one, we had the opportunity to get a lot off our chest. I don't think they understood that. That was like more of a ventilation type deal.
But, you know, we were included in it, you know, and that's what the good thing about having this Real Talk radio show is that we don't hold back from even our own personal lives and experiences. You know, people think, mm-hmm. some people might feel that it's all about, you know, we just make this stuff for them. We, you know, come up with these topics and produce and have these questions, and it's just for everybody else, and it doesn't pertain to us as well. But it does.
Right. They need to understand, man, you can get a whole lot out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
Gives you a chance to open up and get different people's views as well. Because sometimes, you know, when people have disagreements or they don't see things eye to eye, you just feel it's just that person that has got something against you, or they're the only people that think that way. But when you are on a show, or if you have a blog and you just open it up, guess what? You find out that, hey, I could see where it might be, you know, this person might think that way. Or I can see, okay, mm-hmm. where this person is coming from. It's not just about, you know, they may have something, a vendetta, a personal vendetta towards me. or they're the only, you feel like they're thinking in a box, but they're really not. They just coming from their own personal point of view. They're not
right.
thinking outside the box.
People don't quite understand. I mean, you gotta be yourself. Have a drink, sit back, and just talk. You'd be amazed at how much you either learn, you can share, or give back to somebody so that they'll have a better understanding of what's going on with you and what's going on in their situations.
Definitely.
You remember, Ms. O'Meal, we had Joe Torre and Mama Michelle on?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't size matter?
Oh, oh wow.
Oh.
And, you know, we talked about short guys a lot. And not throwing any puns at Joe at all whatsoever, because I wasn't even thinking about him being on the shorter side until I saw him, and I was like, oh, Lord, I hope he didn't get offended, because, you know, to each his own. And it really, you know, wasn't put out there like that. You know, and people sometimes feel that you are taking shots at them, and you're
right.
not. But the thing is that we all live in this world, and we all see what we're talking about. And trust and believe, you're not the only one that has a hater. You're not the only one that might be short, or you might not, you know, you're not the only one that's tall, big, fat, skinny, or whatever. So it's all about what's real.
What's real, y'all, is this conversation is 100%. You got the Realness 101 doing her thing. Check out Ms. Oatmeal Brown on Facebook, Oatmeal Brown. You can also see her at realness101.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, a little Trey Nouveau. It's spelled just like it sounds. And you can get a little bit more information about what she's doing, how she keeps it real 100% all the time, each and every day. And this is what we do, folks, 100% true. Now, what I'm going to chime in on about that show, you know, when does it size matter?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was something that was really funny to me in a situation where people actually have, you know, large SUVs in a one-bedroom apartment
mm-hmm.
on purpose. You know, because
right.
I know a few people like that. Like, I don't know if you're trying to come off the Napoleon complex or you're just trying to floss this big, big body ride, spending all your money on gas, liquor, at the club, trying to holler who knows what, and your vehicle is bigger than your bedroom on purpose.
Right.
Now, that's one thing if you have to downsize because, you know, economic times, foreclosures and stuff like that, you got to catch back up and that's your ride. But if you're making the conscious decision to pay more for your car note than you are for where you lay your head, that's when size matters. That's just being crazy.
Yeah, and it's when you don't have your priorities straight and when you don't really know when you should be really you shouldn't be doing it so big. Because you don't really need to be doing it big. Even though in today's day and time and how it's used, you know, doing it big is seen in a great light, a good light. That means you're doing it. You're doing it. Like you're doing something good if you're doing it big. Not doing
yeah.
it big. Like overeating and you're big and you're overweight. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you have to be detailed. Because we use things, we use words so freely. Yeah, I want to get to that one after we finish talking about this. You know what topic I'm talking about, right?
What? What topic?
No, what topic? Wonder why they call you.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't say it. You said, remember that? Woo!
Yeah.
That was a good one. But
y'all know there's many reasons out there.
I don't want to skip to that one. I don't want to skip to that one just yet. Because we were talking about when doesn't size matter. And the reality and the truth in that is it does matter. It matters.
Mm-hmm. It matters emotionally, financially, physically at times.
It's crazy altogether.
It's all in certain situations in whatever, what area it pertains to. So, yeah, we want you to have big muscles, but it's not okay, you know, to have a big car in a little apartment. You know what I mean?
Entertainment.
Okay, then we want, you know, people want to have big faces, big money, and it's not okay to have a small bank account.
Mm-mm. And that's when size does matter. That's when size matters. You got 4 digits in your checking account. That's before and after the period.
Right.
And that's all we holding on to. That's not quite right.
I don't usually hear people say that they're looking for somebody, you know, big like CeeLo Green. They, I really don't hear that often. Like them really saying it.
The big boys don't win?
They win, but I don't really hear it. Like, ooh, I want me a big
girl,
man.
Look at that nigga's gut. I got to get some of that.
Nobody says that. Who says that?
You're like, baby.
Well, I want me a big man.
Mm-hmm.
I
some
hear,
dude,
I
man.
Hear,
you know,
I
some
hear,
dude.
I have heard males say that they want, they like a big woman, though. I've heard them say it more than I've heard a female say she actually wants one. Not to say that she won't date one, talk to one, or even marry one, but I've actually, I'm going to go with the fellas on this one, I've actually heard males verbally say it more often that they, some of them like big women.
Yeah, and you hear it more often because I don't know if it's taboo or whatever the case may be, for lack of better words. You know, they say when it gets a little colder, they want to snuggle up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the brothers don't mind, you know, a little pouch in the front, because you can hit it from the side and pat the pouch a little bit. You know, that's just how, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Let me back this up and cut this all out the tape. But people do tend to say things like that, you know, because regardless of your size. Yeah, they say that with authority.
And, you know, but you got to know what big is. I know one day I was bored at work, and, you know, I have a tendency when I'm bored, I'll say certain things on Facebook just because I'm bored. Oh, and then there was a lot of bad things going on that week. Somebody had passed away, and there was a lot of negative things going on in the media, and that was everybody's status update. You know, I wanted to kind of break it, do something different, be different. So I said, I have love handles. And I like love handles. Somebody had the nerve to say, yeah, I feel you represent for the big chicks, right? Represent for the big chicks. I see you, Monique. What was that?
Monique.
Dang. You know what I'm saying? Are you serious? I said, I'm representing for the thick chicks, not the big chicks. And I don't have anything against the big chicks, but I haven't crossed over into that area like that.
Mm.
He just went way overboard. Looking at him, dude, you got love handles. You got love handles, dude. Looking by the looks of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at, just think about it. If you're not muscle bound, male or female, you got a little age on you, you're not real old, You can be skinny, and it's a chance that you might have some love handles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That threw me off. That threw me for a loop. But anyway.
Because maybe they don't know the difference between, you know, thick, big, knick-knack, slim. Maybe they don't know.
Maybe. Maybe not, you know. But he threw me
for
a loop.
Well, kind of give them an idea of what knick-knack is. Let the people know.
What knick-knack is?
Yeah.
It's a little extra. It's a little extra. You know, when you go to the doctor or you look at your which size you're supposed to be compared to how tall you are, you got a little extra, then you got a little knick-knack. And there's nothing wrong with a little knick-knack. You got to embrace your knick-knack. Because in today's society, they make it seem like having a little extra is just so bad. Now, that's in the media. But that's normally how all of us, the majority of us, have a little knick-knack.
Mm.
And men included. Now, I wouldn't want men walking around talking about they got knick-knacks, but they got a little something extra. Man can be considered thick as well.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean you're fat.
It...
Don't mean you're not skinny if you're thick, but you're not fat. You just got a little extra, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well.
It takes a lot to keep up that, you know, chiseled body if you had it once before. Or you still may have a few, you know, a little something, but you got a little knick-knack on it, too. It's a little extra. Embrace your youth.
The men can have knick-knack?
Mm-hmm, they can.
Okay. That I didn't know.
Yeah, they can.
See, we learn something new every day here on the Online Happy Hour, folks. If you have something to say, you want to chime in about a topic that you heard us talk about, or just what we're talking about tonight here on the Throwback Show, call in and talk to us tonight, 646-727-3279. You got your boy Andy Brown, life coach, and you also got the multimedia diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101 here on the Online Happy Hour, breaking all the way down for you folks. I'm enjoying myself. What about you, Miss Oatmeal?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. This just gives us a chance to reflect. It's the end of the year. Holiday season, reflect back on all that we've accomplished. People can reflect back on all that they have accomplished, but just be happy that they're still here.
Right.
Be happy about where they are and take a look at where they've come from, or even if they're going through some ups and downs, or in a down period. You don't have to stay there. You're going to come back up. We all have those cycles.
It tends to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have a little period of depression. You know what I'm saying? You can have you a little bit of into too much chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if you eat a little too much fried chicken, it can make the waist expand. And if they eat any of that good fried chicken that's over there at Henderson's like we were doing, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we got a few Henderson pounds on us, people.
Oh, if y'all have not been to Henderson's chicken.
The weekend team was eating chicken, and yeah.
I'm convinced, Miss Oatmeal, they missing out. If y'all don't know about Henderson's Chicken, where else can you go in the Metroplex with $7, come out with a meal and two good drinks on baller status? How is this possible? We would have a great show, vibe with the audience, have some drinks, kick down, and then after the music is playing, crack out, look down the dominoes. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to play dominoes and have a good time, but it's really off the chain when the white girl gets the dominoes and be like, what's up? Big shout out to our homegirl Claudine Boucher, doing big things out here.
Claudine is definitely good people. She sells mass support, great energy, great person, doing her thing, doing her business thing as well.
I believe it's Zingular, right? Her product?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, big shout out to Claudine. Many blessings to you and your family over the holidays. I know she had a loss in the family, but also let it be known to be all praying for and thinking about her in these times right now. But, yo, y'all got to get the Henderson's Chicken. Keep it 100. Keep it real. Cause it's like the Urban Cheers. If any of y'all went to Grambling, it's Tasties meets S&S all in one loop.
I don't know about that. I mean, it ain't no Tasties. It's better than Tasties.
Tasties is what you got.
Yeah. Tasties was very salty. Very salty. But to get back to the throwback topic.
Right.
Wonder why they call you. No, I never said it. You said it. You said the B word.
You don't like to say it?
Yeah, I don't like to say it. Remember,
wonder
I
why
never
they,
said it.
Wonder why they call you Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why they
that
call you Baptist.
That was a great show. That was a great show. It's so relevant.
Yeah.
So relevant.
How so?
Well, the word is used freely across the board. It's used to reference females by men, whether they're speaking negatively about her or just using that to just generally address the female. It's being used amongst females as terms of endearment, how you address your friends very freely as well. And
right.
It's not just the ghetto females doing it. It's not just the hood females doing it. A lot of females do it. And it's become acceptable in that immediate circle of friends because they know it's not used in a harmful way from the people in their circle. And I know that Darling Nikki just was, you know, when it came to that, she said she's just not having it across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Females should not be using that word. But it's being used. And, you know, we had a discussion about certain words that are flipped, and we flip them. Even though it may have come from a negative and derived from something negative, being used in a negative light, we flip it. And it's been a constant debate on us doing that and is it okay? And last but not least, how males have strongly been showing, I'm going to say the word now, bitch tendencies in today's society, okay? And in the masses, it's like, wow. And you remember Mama Michelle said she was going to line up all the bitch-ass males. Do you remember that? Because she's going to line them
no,
up.
No, I don't remember that.
That's what she said.
You going to line them against the wall or something?
She's going to line them up or slap them or smack them or something, she said. And I think he does said he's going to pick them up. Pick, have maybe a truck that go around and pick them up. Because, this, I mean, he's a man that's elaborating on how many bitch-ass males there are today.
Wow.
And how some guys don't even notice or know or realize that they're in that category. You remember we talked about that and how, what do you do? Do you
mm-hmm.
tell them? You know what I'm saying? Do you tell them?
Bitch
you can't? Yeah. And, you know, the signs from a woman's perspective, you do and you act and react in certain ways that females do. That's what bitch ass means. And there's a lot of that going on. Huh?
I said, for those that don't know, they need to understand it's real talk. You might have to check yourself on this and make sure that you understand what it is and what is not. Go back to the archives, man. Y'all got to check this out. The shows are there. We ain't making this up.
Mm-mm.
Blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Spelling was with a Z. Not an S, but with a Z. And scroll through and see some of the hot shows. I'm telling y'all, this is it.
And those were callers, listeners, bloggers. Those three right there. Those three right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you definitely enjoy those. I promise you. You can hit me up, follow me on Facebook. Abby is one of your friends. If I'm not, tell us on how was your weekend. Definitely make sure you add us on how Abby, how was your weekend page and comment about these shows that we're talking about. We can still have a discussion about it. Just because you weren't on the live show, go back to the archive, mm-hmm. listen to Wonder Why They Call You Bitch, listen to You, Me, and He, listen to The Evolution of the Hater, listen to The Definition of the Gold Digger. Because I know
The Evolution of the Gold Digger. Ooh,
definition.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Those all were good shows that had some valuable information. Even I go back and listen to these shows. You can't catch everything when you listen to it just one time. That's just like reading a book one time. Reading the Bible one time, you're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be something that sticks out. Maybe because you might be exposed to the situation or that scenario right now. Maybe because you didn't catch it. And you hear it differently. It's important. I'm telling you, it's important. It's just like listening to your favorite song over and over again.
And that's what it is, folks. I don't know if y'all don't get this or not. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But it's genuine. It's 100%. It's real talk. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's giving you the trueness the place where you can edify yourself. Maybe you're not ready to really step up, and it's cool. You know, maybe it's just not. See, sometimes people need to see, Miss Omeo. They want to see progression. They get afraid to really jump right in because they just want to, for some odd reason, they want to be sure, that safety net. They don't want to step out completely on faith. Or maybe they just don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's there. It's real. It's tangible. And you have to understand that. This isn't something where you just scratch off a lotto ticket and say, ooh, guess what? We bout it. It's progression. It's growth. And it takes that. You have to listen. You have to be attentive. And you have to be, as Ms. Omen would say, you have to be humble. And get a thorough understanding of what's going on with everything around you before you jump all in and say, you know what? I don't really think this is me. Or this ain't working because one small thing didn't work out for you. Y'all have to really put your mindset and focus on that because you tend to get fallen into these categories that we're talking about when you don't really fully pay attention not only to yourself but to your surroundings. That's when bitch assness comes out and you don't pay attention to those signs. That's when things go bad in your relationship or your finances because you're not really paying attention. It takes that. And we're not just talking to y'all, we're talking to self as well. It takes that. You really have to have an open mind to receive, you know, what's being said and apply some of these principles, man. Listen to other people who have done these things before. Because she'll tell you, I'll tell you, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. But it's in the end, when it's all said and done, if there's something out there that you truly feel passionate about, you got to stick to it. You got to make it happen. Because what you'll find yourself is a pattern of quitting and just leaving things behind and just not really applying yourself. Because you try this and quit that, you try this and quit that, you try this and quit that, and things just tend not to work out. Well, whose fault is it then? Everybody else's? It's what it takes, people. Catch some of this wisdom, man. Catch some of this light. This is what we do. Where people are in position to open up some doors and help, because doors are opening up, believe it or not, they're opening up for us in major ways. And it's not a selfish thing. It's a thing where, you know, and we'll talk about this, you know, sometimes even when y'all play dominoes, play cards, all money ain't good money. You can't do everything. Because, one, everything ain't you. And on the flip side of that, you ain't really supposed to be involved in everything. So you have to be knowledgeable and stay prayerful, most of all, to understand what God has for you. Hope that's making sense to somebody out there listening tonight. Because I know y'all take heed to the Facebook posts. A lot of likes get clicked. A lot of thumbs get up. And we want to make sure that, you know, that y'all understand. It ain't just for show. We ain't just sitting here reading some fortune cookie, just putting stuff out there on Facebook. This is real talk. Get some of it. Apply some of it. Teach some of it.
Who do we talk to? And who do we... Where do we get information from? From the people.
Right.
We talk about things that people want to talk about and hear different aspects and hear resolution and want to learn and want to listen and want to apply because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can't stand to talk to somebody and they're not listening. They're just waiting for their turn to talk. To me, that is a waste of conversation. You know what I'm saying? It is. It's the waste of conversation because you're not listening. You're waiting for your turn to talk. How do you know that when that happens? Because they overtalk you, or you can't even finish getting out what you were saying because this person has started talking. That won't happen here, because when it's your turn to talk, we are here to listen. We're here to for you to get different views, and then we pray and hope that you leave with some type of resolution. But it's all on you to apply it.
Yeah.
Everybody's situation is different. You know, everybody's situation is different. But this gives you a real life situation, scenarios from all different walks of life, people from different places. So you can think and look at things in a bigger perspective. We had a show on social media networks. Andy knows that to a certain, I like social media networks to a certain degree. And I know good and bad comes with everything. We had some people call in talking real bad on this show, but, you know, you got to have tough skin. You got to have tough skin.
Yeah.
And people may feel like, I don't always have tough skin on Facebook, and I deactivate it. No, I have tough skin. I just know that I could turn that off and out of my life because it's really not needed. It's only there for its purpose to me of what it was created for, a social media network. So we could connect with our family, our friends, network, market your businesses. Those good things, you know, get a good laugh, get you know, a good word for the day. But you know what that comes with? All these philosophers and the preachers and newfound whatever. All that comes with it, the mess, the drama. And you know what you can do? You can turn it off. Because people, I had put up a post yesterday and somebody made a comment and said, well, you could just delete those people. That's just like saying, why don't you divorce him? Why don't you divorce her? You know, when people are in marriages and you can't just do it because guess what? It's not just a random person all the time. It could be your cousin. It can be your one of your homies. It's not that easy. Yeah, you can get rid of just the random person. It's not that easy.
You can get
sometimes
rid of the who?
It's that the random person that you don't.
The random,
know, the
okay.
Random. Yeah. But what about us when it's like somebody,
a rap person.
Somebody you know. And you like, oh, Lord, they must be going through something.
Oh, yeah, it happens. I've seen it.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't call me no more. The reason I ain't called you back is because I'm talking to him now. Really?
Right.
While everybody's watching the Soul Train Awards, this pop up on my page. Such and such is calling me. I really love Peter, and I don't love you no more. Well, that's because I'm like, well, hold on, dog. Y'all gonna put this out here right now for the world to see? You can't call nobody?
Right. I divorced my wife. My divorce is over. Yeah, I'm doing it big. Blase, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she didn't get the kids. I got the kids. All this craziness. I know this dude. Really? Man. I'm glad that, you know, these social media networks weren't out a long time ago. Because I would hope some of my relatives wouldn't be putting their business on blast. from their rebounds and bitter relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's bad enough now that we see things, but, man, people don't understand. What are you doing? You letting the
all
world know that you are having a bitter breakup. That is what you're letting
and
them
you can't
know.
Control it. You done let somebody put this on your wall and your page for all 565 of your friends to see. And it's throat.
But they
but
keeping
y'all
it real.
Understand.
They keeping it real.
Mm-mm. Y'all keeping it throat. Well, keeping it real is there has to make some sense. And what we're doing right here is doing the best that we can to make some sense for y'all to understand. You got a valve now. You have an outlet now. It's 100%. This is real talk. Where else do you know that you can go to a radio station and promote yourself for the real deal price? You don't have your website together? It's a chance that somebody out there knows how to put one together for you. It's connections. See, nobody's trying to get anything from you because we got ours. And that's not saying that in a bragging sense, but it's just the fact that your foundation's been laid. Nobody wants to come to you and be like, hey, dog, let me borrow your car and drive it like it's ours. That's not how this works. It's all love, man. Find out. Take a chance. See what can happen. Elevate yourself. Elevate your mind. Get entertained and get enlightened. And as you know, learn more about what you already know. It's the online happy hour. It's how was your weekend. It's doing its thing. Realness 101. One World Unlimited. Trey Nouveau. Superfly. 40 and Fly. Baby, we connected. That's family.
And we're
so
giving
we're going to wrap the show up.
We're giving it to them, this show, for free. You have free advertisement. Everybody always, you know, yeah, we know that you want to get paid for your talents and your gifts. But at the same time, you got to be okay with offering blessings to people when they're trying.
And see how bad you really want it.
Right. Everything don't always have to have a price tag on it.
What does your commercial sound like? And his response to me, well, how much does it cost? Two totally different responses.
Mm-hmm.
This is your business, man. If you're content with what you're doing and you're complaining on Monday morning because you got to go to work, then there's something that needs to be done. Get out, make something happen. Let's scratch some backs out here, folks. Let's do some big things together and build and grow. If you're not cool with that, we totally understand. Maybe you're not ready, but that's okay. Watch the evolution. Miss Opal, I know this has been a great show. I want to thank the folks who chimed in the chat room. Thank the folks who've been listening on the blog. We can go ahead and queue up that knick-knack real quick. Let them know the music is out there. Holler at us, folks.
Yeah.
Tune in with us. Stay tuned in with us. We're going to hit you with some real stuff. The year's wrapping up. December's right around the way. The holidays are approaching. Tis the season. Understand the reasons for the season. It's not always about the electronics you got to buy for the kids and the family. Miss Oatmeal, did you have a good time tonight?
Oh, I definitely had a good time. Definitely. And
all right.
I just
well,
want everybody to just, you know, be blessed, be happy, and love one another, celebrate each other, support each other, and hey, let's get her done for the new year.
Real talk. 2012 is right around the corner. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. I'm Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, God First.
Go mom to my frat. Good night. We gone.
And we gone.